Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Well, we all know that the food labels are so confusing, and we've talked about it so many times on this show, of how to decipher food labels and how to tell what ingredients are in there, especially if you have allergies or if you're interested in GMOs and that sort of thing. My guest today is Betty Toth. She's the co-founder of IPIT, which is an app that could possibly help you with some of these choices. Welcome to the show, Betty. Tell us a little bit about really, what is the food ambassador? What can this help people with?
All right. Well, first of all, thanks a lot for having me. It's a real honor. So what the app really can do is you first of all have to have the app. You sign up, and we have 15 different food preferences that you can choose between. And it's everything from, gluten-free, could be MSG, aspartame, and so on. So, and when you set your food preferences, then you easily can just scan the barcode of a food product, and it will let you know if the product is okay for you or not. And if it's, for example, not for you, you can go in there, you just tap the not for you, and it will explain what ingredients or what preference is triggering the not for you, sort of as an educational part.
So that's really cool. Now let's just start with how you pick what it is that you want in your thing. So did you guys just come up with, okay, there's a lot of people talk about gluten, there's a lot of people talk about casein, there's a lot of people talk about whey or dairy or soy, or did you just think of everything you could nutrition-wise to think of what's going on in the news and that people are talking about?
Well, both-ish. I mean, I think, of course, yes, we need to follow trends. And usually trends, hopefully, is reflecting, the issues out there as well, right? What people are having issues with. I think a little bit as well, I mean, there are some food preferences that are harder than some others. And for us, we really, when we launched, we really, we started out with gluten and lactose, for example, but we waited with some of the other ones. And we still, it's still early stage with only having 15, but it's a constant work of adding more, because it's quite complicated to making sure that we really trigger all the ingredients correctly, right?
Sure. And so you have to be able to trigger these ingredients. Now, is that based on the barcode? So they point it at the barcode and it shows exactly in it, or do they point it at the label themselves and it reads what's on there?
Well, I mean, we identify a product through its barcode that has a unique ID number, but and of course, behind that, we have a database with all the product information. At the same time, of course, when it comes to product data, it's quite complicated. It's not from a technical perspective; it's not complicated, but it's still a work in progress to get brands to understand that giving all information is very important. Or if you change the barcode. Not the barcode, but if you change the ingredients in a product, make sure to actually update the barcode.
Well, that's important. That's an important thing, because in a lot of companies now, especially when we're looking at certain like supplements, things that bill themselves as a supplement, protein powders, that sort of thing, because some of them do have things like casein and whey in them, but they don't necessarily always have to put it on their label. Based on what kind of product they are. So what do you do if it's not on label, then what do you tell people? Just can't come up with the information, don't buy this product because we don't know what it contains?
Well, I mean, of course, if we don't have the ingredient information, we will, instead of saying, okay, for you or not for you, we'll say, up to you. So you have to sort of investigate further yourself. But that's really sort of an ongoing process of making sure to have as deep information as possible. But as well, that's where we're hoping, having people helping out and saying, You know, I mean, it could be like even some products or some food brands would say, hey, this is a gluten-free product, but people still are getting reaction from it. How can we easily, you know, push that back to the brands? I think, you know, sometimes they're trying to hide things, but sometimes they don't even know themselves. And that's sort of the dialogue we want to really create to make sure, because when it comes to ingredients, what's really in a product is really, really hard. And that information isn't really, you know, out there more than, you know, when a producer makes a product, they know, okay, this is what we have in the product. This is what we're going to put on the package. And even behind the barcode, because, you know, right now there's like big data pools building up, because I think, you know, even the brands and everybody knows that this is happening, where you have consumers out there in the stores scanning barcodes. They have to make sure that there's good quality, correct data behind a barcode.
So how does this product differ? How does this differ from some of the other apps that are out there that are telling us what's in the product, or what are, you know, what are the calories, the fat, the protein content, whether or not it's saturated fat? How is this different than that?
I would say, you know, from an information perspective, I think we more or less all get the same information from the same data sources. The way we are different is we actually don't make any point systems. Like some apps out there would say, you know, if you scan a product, that this is a C product between, you know, A and B. And we do not want to say that this product is better than another product. We prefer having you as an eater or consumer to make that call yourself a little bit. So we're putting a little bit more on the consumer to know a little bit more, or, you know, getting help from their nutritionist or their doctor and so on. Because the issue we are seeing of saying this is bad product or putting like a point system or rating product is that, you know, one nutrition would say, I mean, if we can take eggs, you know, eggs for 4 years ago, it was like we shouldn't eat too many eggs because, you know, it was this and that. Now eggs is totally okay to eat. So it's very individual.
So that's why you're not, I understand, and that's why you're not really pointing it, because this is changing all the time. And eggs is a very perfect example, Betty. It's really, that's a perfect example, because it's one of those things that just has been coming and going de rigueur, as people say, okay, the cholesterol is not really what's causing problems, it's inflammation, and blah, 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 they go on about that. So, so your app, now we just only have just really less than a minute left. So why don't you just tell people what you really want them to know and how to find the IPIT.
All right. So, I mean, we are live both on Google Play and iTunes Store. And you just put in IPIT and download it and, you know, choose between the 15 food preferences, everything from, you know, gluten, wheat, lactose, and so on. Scan the product and, you know, we have 300,000 food products in our database, but still growing. That's, you know, ongoing process. But, you know, a lot of our users are helping out, taking pictures and so on, so we can contact the brands to make sure we have their product as it's, you know, requested from the consumers out there.
So they can get it on, you know, Google Play or on the App Store. You can go to IPIT.com. That's IPIIT.com. And this is Melanie Cole. You know, we're on live every day and Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show at 11 a.m. Central Time. You can hear us on RadioMD.com, iHeart, iTunes, or the free radio, TuneIn Radio app. That's what it is. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.